listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
All right, here we go. Hot mic, baby.
I got my four-year-old with me to kick this thing off. Are you ready for the parade?
Yes.
Are there going to be floats at the parade?
Yes.
Is it going to be fun at the parade?
Yes.
Yes? You think you're going to get some candy at the parade?
Yes.
Yes. Should be a good parade then, right?
Yes.
Let's do it.
EP Podcast.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found.
And always at theeppodcast.com.
EP Podcast at the Evergreen Park 4th of July Parade. Hannah is out for this event. She's very upset about it. She had like emergency dental work and speaks with a horrible lisp right now. So my wife Erica stepped in, which is kind of ruining your groove. But at least you don't have to chase the kids, right, honey?
That is true. I don't have to chase the kids.
Did you see the missile that came by here earlier?
I did.
Like, they brought a missile.
That was awesome. I took a picture of it, too.
There was a missile. It said U.S. Army. They were dragging it in front. Where did they get a missile from?
I don't know.
It looks like one of those missiles that, like, comes from, like, a Buck Rogers thing or something, you know, like a 1950s, like, sci-fi thing. But it was a missile. It's crazy.
The Queen of Martyrs Cub Scouts just walked by.
That must be our defense, that missile. That defends Evergreen Park, that missile. I didn't know we had a missile.
I'm very excited
about the missile. I want to interview the missile before the parade is over. What's your name, sailor?
Stephen Duran.
You're from Evergreen Park?
Yes, I am.
Right out here in the front of the parade, huh?
Absolutely.
One of the hometown heroes of Evergreen Park.
I wouldn't say a hero, but just did my duty for 24 years.
Where were you stationed?
All over the world.
Really?
Monterey, California, San Francisco, Norfolk, Virginia, Louisiana, Rota, Spain, Crete, the island of Crete, Yokosuka, Japan.
How important is it to you that the Evergreen Park honors you guys at the beginning of the parade and lets you come out here and march down? You get the recognition from your people where you came from, your town that you came from.
I don't think we need a lot of recognition. Just let just people know that we're humble servants.
That's what I love about you guys. You're always humble, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for your
service.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
I want to make sure I got this right. Marine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Marine. What's your name?
Audia Taylor.
How new of a Marine are you? That guy right there I just talked to, he's been a sailor for decades. You look like you just got into Marines.
Yeah, I've been in for about 3 years now.
3 years now.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you very much for what you do. Where have you been so far?
So far I've been to Camp Lejeune, Battalion Supply, and Florida for a bunch of field ops.
Bunch of field ops in Florida.
Yep.
Going overseas yet or anything?
We'll be going overseas come August.
Really? Where are you heading?
Going to Japan.
Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice place to go. You did well.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very, very much
for
everything
you
that you do. We will throw it back out to more audio from the Evergreen Park 4th of July Parade. But before we continue with this week's 30 Minutes of Good that is known as the EP Podcast, we give you your Evergreen Park EP Word on the Street. The EP Chamber of Commerce Golf Outing is happening Friday, August 2nd at Fountain Hills, 12601 South Kedzie Avenue. Register at noon, shotgun start at 1, 9 holes of golf, barbecue lunch, open to the public but registration required. Go to evergreenparkchamber.org. The First United Methodist Church is having their 4th annual church picnic this Saturday, July the 13th. They are at 94th and Trumbull. It goes from noon until 3. Meat and manpower provided, but they invite you to bring some salads, side dishes, desserts, soft drinks, etc. And they promise more food, fellowship, games, and entertainment. And it was the talk of the parade and even day in the park a few days before that. There is going to be a historical tour of Evergreen Park on bicycles. And as we were sitting out at the parade, we saw Paisha Allen, head of the youth department, who came up with this thing happening on July 27th. I tracked her down and we asked her all about it. Back to the parade on the EP Podcast, found everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com. You're not running away. You're not running away. I'll walk with you. All right.
Hi, Chris.
How are you, Paisha?
Wonderful. How are you, Chris?
How's the parade going? You're towards the end now. You got to be exhausted.
I'm feeling great. Ready to finish up strong, Chris.
Long week for you guys, right? You had day in the park and you had the parade at the same time.
Absolutely. There's no other way, Chris.
Yeah?
No other way.
You are so nervous right now talking to me. Paisha normally has all of her notes. She told me she doesn't like coming on the show unless she has her notes.
Little does Chris know I got my notes in my hand.
You got your notes. Here we go. You got notes. Okay. So, tell me real quick about this thing with the bicycle, the tour. I'm going to talk to you again about it. I'm going to have you over to the bar. But there's literally, like, people biking around Evergreen Park that's coming up?
Absolutely. This event, hey, how are you? This event is open to grades 5th through 12th and their families. And it's a historical tour of Evergreen Park. Who wouldn't want to rep their city, Chris? So all you got to do is sign up with the youth department. Saturday morning, July 27th, we travel around all four quadrants. You learn a little bit of history about Evergreen Park. And after that, you join us at the Youth Center for our snacks and a small picnic.
All right.
July 27th.
You're almost at the end, Paisha.
Almost at the end, Chris. I gotta go.
I will see you soon. Okay.
All right, you're amazing. Keep it up.
Look at this guy walking over. You got a golf cart and everything. I love it.
That's how I do it, Rudy.
There we go. Here, make sure to remember now that the microphones are different. So you got to walk. You got to talk
that's
right into that sucker.
That's how I do.
That is awesome. Okay, Dennis Duffy is here. He's not the elder. He's the younger. He's been on some shows before. It's been a while since I've had you on.
That's right. It's good to be back, my man.
I'm happy that you're here, okay? You got a golf cart. Are you in charge of something?
I am running the parade today.
You're running Dennis the parade
Dennis Duffy
today.
Sr. is
Dad's
stepped
the Grand
down.
Marshal, and you're the... You're
so
the...
I am the parade marshal. Senior.
Wow.
I have been involved in the parade marshaling for the past 20 years.
Right.
Dennis Duffy Sr. has been, he's the Grand Marshal, so he's Bob Torty's driving around in a Jeep.
Right.
He's got the grand, he's got my children, my
right,
wife,
right.
My beautiful wife.
Yeah,
with
he gets
him.
The grandkids, he gets all the glory.
You know, he's you know, waving to the people,
yeah.
Shaking hands,
right.
Kissing babies,
wearing a red, white
thing.
He's got an American flag shirt
exactly.
on today that's also got the Constitution, I think, written on it.
He does.
I don't know how you
he
find one of those.
The Constitution,
like,
Brother Rice.
What store do you go to find that shirt? Because that's a rarity.
You know, he got it from Trump. He got it from Trump.
I see Evergreen Park had a missile at the beginning.
As well they should.
the president's got tanks and we got a missile?
That's right.
Is that what you were like? You're like, I'm going to get a missile?
We're doing full military, letting everybody know that if something goes down.
Is that the Evergreen Park missile?
EP is ready. We are ready.
Where is that missile housed at?
I can't tell you that.
Secret location?
It's a secret location.
All right, so I love the Beverly Country Club golf cart that you have.
Yes, that is.
I just noticed that.
You know, that's the Beverly Country Club.
You got like the fanciest golf cart I've ever
seen. That's right. You know, that goes back to my Uncle Kevin, God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle Kevin, he's a St. Dennis guy.
Okay, yeah.
St. Dennis, just as yourself.
I went to St. Dennis, yes.
My Uncle Kevin, one of the best guys you'll ever know. My Uncle Kevin was a parade marshal with my dad. My grandfather was 1970 director of Parks and Recreation. My dad took it over in 1980. My dad had all these parade marshals, and they would walk up and down the streets, and they would, you know, make sure all the floats were in line and everything. And then finally, my Uncle Kevin said to my dad, he said, "What are we walking for? Why don't we get some golf
right.
carts?
What the heck? And we're Duffy's so for my, crying out loud.
That's
we
don't
right. walk the
so
parade. We're
walking
it.
This right. nonsense for.
We got a damn
so he
park
said, fine.
Named
he
after
said,
us.
Let's get some golf carts. So they got some
uh-huh.
golf carts, and it makes a lot more sense. It, it's a smoother transition to walk, you know, drive up and down the streets, make sure everything's in line.
I got a logistics question for you. I was curious about all day. So we're sitting over here at 95th and Utica, and
yes.
I can't help but notice that you cross a large set of railroad tracks that constantly have train traffic on them every day in Evergreen Park and screw
right.
up traffic. Do you guys call them in advance or cross your fingers on that?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come that's, on. That's a trade secret?
That can't okay. be divulged.
All right. Well, so, true or false, you have an emergency plan in case a train comes, or you already know it's not coming?
Again, I can't speak
really?
Of that. I can't speak
Look
of that.
Look at you.
Can't speak
I think all
that.
The power's gone to your
I
head,
I can't speak
friend.
Of that, not because I can't speak of it, because
right.
I don't
you have
know.
Have no idea what they do.
Yes. Yes, I don't know.
Well, Dennis, it's a beautiful parade. I think you did a wonderful job. I want to tell you that.
Thank you, sir.
You
I
did a wonderful job on this parade.
There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. My dad
sure.
did it. My grandfather did it for years, and my dad took it over, and he did a wonderful job for years and years.
I think he's done a wonderful job, and you know, you want the good guys to make it to retirement.
Yeah.
You know, and get to enjoy the retirement. And when I heard that he retired, I was happy for him.
Yeah,
I was sad that he was moving on because I like having him on the show.
Yeah,
and you know, he's been a good guest and he's been very supportive of this podcast. And I was hoping I'd get a few years there where he could pop in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he can still pop in.
Oh, he can still
I
pop
think
in.
He might be a really interesting
he's
guest
a big
now
Sox
that he doesn't.
Fan.
Yeah,
so
get him
know.
In there. But he might be a really interesting guest now that he doesn't actually work for Evergreen Park.
Sure,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? Who knows what secrets will come spilling out in his next interview?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never know.
All right, Dennis Duffy, my friend, thank you very much. He's the parade marshal. He's got a really awesome golf cart, and you've done an excellent job.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to see you.
This summer, Unidad, a Latin kitchen and bar, is turning things up a notch with a special summer happy hour and an incredible patio experience. Unidad brings together family homemade recipes and craft cocktails to create a one-of-a-kind eating experience. All summer long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Unidad now brings you summer happy hour with a special menu from 2 to 5 p.m. And that gorgeous new patio is open with its own patio bar. And along with regular seating, a lounge that can be reserved in advance and will accommodate 6 to 8 guests. Need more to get excited about this summer? Unidad's one-year anniversary is Thursday, July 18th. A special menu, fun cocktails, complimentary beer and mezcal samplings, and live music. Thursday, July 18th at the one-year anniversary of Unidad, a Latin kitchen and bar. Located at 3339 West 95th Street in the heart of Evergreen Park. Learn more at unidadrestaurant.com.
We got a band on the way now, the Evergreen Park Community High School Band. You're going to hear them all throughout this show because they did a little performance beforehand. So we've got a lot of great audio from them. So whenever you hear a marching band on this episode, it's these guys. I played saxophone when I was younger. Or saxophone.
Audrey plays saxophone now,
I know.
Too.
My daughter plays the saxophone as well. She could end up in this band. I don't know. She's a free agent right now. She's highly recruited. She's a good saxophone player. We're going to take a listen right now to the Evergreen Park High School Band as they go by right here on the EP Podcast, found everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com. Stanley Moore, Cook County Commissioner.
That's right.
I've never met a Cook County Commissioner before.
Well, now you bet the best one.
I'm excited about it. So tell me all about what you do, my friend.
I'm one of 17 commissioners that gets to decide how we spend $6 billion. That's the most important thing. I get one vote out of 17 commissioners.
You get one vote out of 17 with $6
billion
on the line.
That's right, $6 billion.
It's almost
on
like
the
a
line.
Game show that Howie Mandel should be hosting.
Yeah, my job is to make sure I bring money home to my district, take care of my district.
So this is your district?
This is my district.
This is your district?
This is my district.
And so how many times have you done this parade? Is this your first one? You've been doing
Listen
this for a while.
Listen to this. The mayor called me yesterday. He said, I want to thank you, Stanley, because of all the elected officials, you are approaching the record. He said, 6 years in office and you haven't missed one parade yet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How much fun is this parade?
I mean, I love this parade.
This is a great parade, especially when you get weather like this. And you, it's not a bad stretch. It's not too long, not too short.
2.5 miles.
It's actually a nice little workout. I mean, I got my Fitbit. I got my Fitbit.
I'm
counting my steps. I don't know. You're up to more than me because I'm sitting here and you're walking. Okay, but it's an easier one, I would think, to do. You probably enjoy this one.
I love this. I love this, man. And look, let me tell you before I go, I got to tell you about it. Most important thing they're going to do this year is get counted with the census.
Okay.
Make sure they're counted because it's our money. It comes back to our community. And for every kid that's not counted, it's $1,400 per person for the next 10 years that we lose if we don't get counted.
I will start bringing over people from other districts,
have them
hang out in my house, get them counted, and then send them out just for you, Stanley. Thank you very much for coming on the EP Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I love you. Thanks.
I think I just found my favorite part of the entire parade.
There
are a group of people doing karate or kickboxing or taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
I Want It That Way. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I wish that we had a video podcast instead of an audio one. They are going to do a demonstration here at 95th and Utica. And the Backstreet Boys are playing in the background. The magnificent kicking, the incredible grace, and the sounds of the Backstreet Boys in the background. No wonder this has been called the greatest parade in Evergreen Park.
I also see them bringing out some boards.
If they break boards,
they're breaking some boards.
They're going to break boards?
Yeah.
To Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way? Oh my goodness. I might take my shirt off. This is incredible. I Want It That Way. Is somebody going to jump over somebody and then kick through a board while they're playing Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Yes.
This guy is...
Yes.
This is incredible.
Hear the crowd.
This is everything I wanted. Dear God. Ow! I think somebody just got kicked in the leg. There was a miss on that one. Okay, so what the person's trying to do is to leap off of somebody's back into somebody's arms and spin kick through a board and break it and shatter it to Backstreet Boys.
This is crazy.
Oh! Direct hit! That was a Jackie Chan move! I'm very excited about this.
I can tell.
All right, gang, stepping away from the parade for just a moment. Remember, the EP Podcast all month long was doing a competition called 400 by the 4th. $400 to be handed out by the 4th of July. Those EP Podcast car stickers and car magnets, that's how we found you to give you the money. The last $100 of this contest was handed out on the 4th of July. I waited till the last moment to give everybody an opportunity to get those things on their vehicles. The next contest will be announced very soon. Keep the magnets, keep the stickers on the back of your cars. You don't want to miss out. But without further ado, our big winner on the EP Podcast. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm Chris Lanuti. You've got two EP Podcast car magnets on the back of your car?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just won $100, dude.
Get out of here. No way.
Yeah.
On 4th of July.
Yeah, on the 4th of July, man. You're the last one, the last $100 winner for 400 by the 4th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
I appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Spend that on some fireworks or something. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again.
No problem.
All right, happy 4th.
We all know that summer is here. And for many people, that means it's time to get the car ready for a long road trip. And now that we have GPS on our smartphones and in our cars, it's a lot easier to navigate these drives without getting lost.
during your life and mine, you're going to take a lot of journeys. And one of those journeys is something that I am personally not very good at mapping out on my own. It's the road to your financial goals. But there's actually a financial goal GPS that you can use to help get you where you want to go. For people here in Evergreen Park, the GPS has a name. Tom Walsh of Edward Jones, located right on the corner of 111th and Kedzie. The same things that your GPS does for you on these trips, Tom's going to help you with your financial plan. Listen, families in South Chicagoland have been benefiting from Tom's get-to-know-you approach and do-the-right-thing values for over 18 years. Contact my close personal friend and also a fellow Brother Rice alumni, Tom Walsh. He's your local Edward Jones advisor, located in Mount Greenwood, right outside of the EP at 111th and Kedzie. Member SIPC. For judge, I don't even know how you do that. You know, you think that the guy's a lawyer becomes a judge, but you have to run for it.
Right.
What is that like?
It's an unusual process for sure. So Judge Denise Filan retired back in the fall, and I was appointed to finish her term, which expires December 2020. So I'll be running next March to keep the spot myself.
Well, we want to have you on at some point down over in the bar. We could talk a little bit more about it and stuff like that, but I want to make sure you just stop by. How's this parade for you?
What a great turnout.
Yeah, it's great.
The weather cooperated, and I've marched previously, but I don't remember the crowd being this big.
Oh, gosh, it's a beautiful night. That's
right,
what it is.
Right.
Yeah,
it
definitely
helps.
I don't want your group to get to leave you behind and everything like that.
Right,
but thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
We'll have you down soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Thanks. All right,
that is Dan Maloney. We are live out at the Evergreen Park Parade, the 4th of July Parade here in Evergreen Park. My name is Chris Lanuti. You are listening to the EP Podcast. It has been a beautiful event. I mean, they got everything here. They got a guy walking around on stilts right now walking in front of me. Candy being thrown to all of the children. We hope to talk to many more people here before this podcast concludes. And remind you very quickly that when you are listening to the EP Podcast, especially if you find it like on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything like that, and you listen to it one time, you don't want to miss it in the future. So make sure that you subscribe. And it's very, very simple to do. All you have to do is look for the subscribe button. If you're using like an app, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, the list goes on, Google Play, anything like that, you want to make sure that you click a subscribe button. If you're not doing that and you're on the eppodcast.com website, then very simply just go and look in the drop-down bar on your phone. It's in the top left corner. Or look right on the website if you're on a laptop, a PC, or something like that. And you will see different options to subscribe through Apple Podcast or anything that's going on multiple apps. Basically, anywhere that has a podcast, anywhere that plays podcast, you just search the EP Podcast. You subscribe. You never, ever miss it. All right, little man, put the headphones on. All right? Put the headphones on. This guy, I love it. I love the initiative.
Hello.
I love it. What's your name?
Colin.
Colin? What do you got? You got Southwest Ball Hockey? You guys are marching in the parade?
Yeah, Kings.
I love it. You come walking over with your hockey stick, and you're like, I want to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Join Southwest Ball Hockey. It cures my depression.
There's another mic right there.
Where are we?
You're here. You jump right in. Yeah.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Oh, we're
Mark
just
Marzullo,
enjoying
man.
Thanks for being out here.
Two shows in a row I've had you on.
Man, I'll tell you what.
You're a staple now on this program.
I'm a staple. That's all right. And I want to see that 9-foot bar, too.
You can come down to the bar anytime you
want. Well, I know you're on 99th Street. I grew up on 99th Street, so I know where you live, so that could be a scary thing.
Who'd you bring over here with you?
That's Norm Anderson. You know our
other I know Norm. I just want to make sure you got an introduction, Norm.
Norm's our guy.
You take it first, right?
Yeah, well, he's the big shot.
Norm's the new young guy. I'm the old guy.
He's got his American flag shirt on. He showed up, like they had the pre-party. He was the guy who showed up fashionably late. He walked in at the end. He's like, now the party starts when Marzullo walks in.
I went the whole day. There are no meatball stains on my shirt, so it's a good day so far.
Tell me a little bit about like how much fun this parade is every year for the community.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it's very fun. I've been doing it for a long time, but I always had more fun sitting on the sidelines watching the parade. That was for sure.
That is a lot of fun.
Because I've watched it my whole life growing up in Evergreen Park, and it's a tradition. And I'll tell you what, it's just fun. It just brings the family and friends out and fireworks tonight. So we're really, really excited about everything that's going on.
Really a beautiful night, too, for it. I mean, there were so many nerves about
we got lucky.
Weather and you know, where's it going to storm? And even me setting up this morning, I'm like, God, do I take out the good equipment? Because I might be in a monsoon. And everything seems to have worked out perfectly.
Well, we had a former Mayor Vacco and another gentleman, and you may have heard of Tony Yukich, who was a great member of Evergreen Park and did a lot, and they're up in heaven right now, and they assured us it would never rain on their parade.
That is awesome. Norm wants you to go. You're missing the parade.
Okay,
right?
We'll
Norm,
see you, Chris.
Norm,
thanks so much.
Out of here. Thank you very much, guys.
We'll see you later. Thanks.
Are you or someone you know looking to learn how to play a musical instrument this year? Then you should be checking out Westgate Music School, 6527 West 127th Street in Palos Heights. Private music lessons for all instruments, including guitar, piano, drums, voice, bass guitar, violin, banjo, ukulele, and more. Are you a vocalist? Are you ready to play a musical instrument and looking to join a group? Westgate Music School offers group classes for rock band, a cappella vocal, and barbershop quartet. Students of all ages and ability levels will have the opportunity to perform three times a year in a student concert. Gift certificates for Westgate are also available. More information, call 708-586-7002 or go to westgatemusicschool.com.
Save the best for last here, sir. I've been waiting for you this entire parade. Congratulations on your retirement, Dennis Duffy.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
I really appreciate, first of all you did for this show when we first got off the ground, because as we sit here at this 4th of July parade and we get here towards the end of it, you coming on the show early on and trusting a guy that had a podcast and his bar in his basement and you know, coming on and doing the interview with me and then coming back another time, really everybody else started to trust me, and it really helped out. You did a great service for me and for the EP podcast.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'd be happy to help you out anytime.
Well, yeah, you can come on anytime. I would imagine an interview now that you don't work for. I mean, like, I want all the secrets after you're retired. I mean, like, yeah, to sit down and get all the secrets. You got them all, you know?
Oh, it's like those women that they would cook something and they always leave out one of the most important ingredients, so it wouldn't be the same. So I can't tell you the secrets.
Can't tell me all the secrets.
No.
Okay, all these years doing this parade, your grand marshal here at the end. I spoke to your son earlier, you know, parade marshal. First of all, how much does that mean to you that you're the grand marshal at this parade, and he steps in as the parade marshal and looks like he did a pretty good job.
He did an excellent job. All the guys you brought here, you know, it takes a while to get this organization, you know, to get this organized, and thank goodness for Karen Sexton and Jill Lynn, who helped me in the office. We get organized, and then you turn it over to Dennis and his buddies, who are the parade marshals, and make sure that everybody stays in line.
What would be your best memory, if you could think about it, of this parade? I mean, all the years of doing it. What do you take from this parade? Has it gotten bigger? Has it gotten better? Is there something about this parade that just makes you feel warm and tingly inside after when you get to it every year?
You know what it does? It tells me that Evergreen Park is a great community. It's just, you go through all the streets and you go here and go there. Everybody's having a great time. There's no problems. They're just like, everybody is just, it's just phenomenal to watch a community come together like this.
Thank you very much, sir, for everything you've done for the show, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chris.
Another show isn't wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show isn't wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's going to be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the nudies, they another show is wrapped up, another show is wrapped up, another show is wrapped up, and it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up, Another show is wrapped up, and by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudie's Basement. Broadcast Basement. The Nudie's Basement. The Broad Basement.
Slauncha. That was like Dropkick Murphys or something, right? I felt like it.
He's been on the show before, my son Dominic's here. He's 11, but he's a future broadcaster. The only reason I had you sit down at this is because after I spoke with Mr. Duffy, you just saw him leave there.
Yeah.
He said that the best part was coming at the end. And this is like a Civil War thing. I want to look this up so I give out the right name because we're ending with this as well. This is the Stanford's Battery Civil War Cannon. And this is a real Civil War cannon they're going to bring out here, and they're going to fire it off.
That is cool.
This guy's going to shoot a gun off. It's going to start right off with a gun, it looks like here. He's got to put the paper in. He's got to put the gunpowder. Boom! We got a gun here at the end. Oh, man.
Oh, no. I'm putting my ears.
The Yanks are coming.
Oh! Oh, my gosh! That was loud!
Oh, the heat blast hit the stage.
That was awesome.
The heat blast hit us. There was a heat blast that hit the podcast stand. Like you could feel heat. The Rebs, they got rebel soldiers and they got Union soldiers here. And the rebel soldiers just fired off a massive cannon blast right next to us. That is insane.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.